Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Right, we've got a guest on. This is my sister. Her name is Georgia Scarlett-Herby. Say hello.
Oh, hello. Thanks for the really warm intro.
Thank you so much for joining us on this fine Christmas evening.
This is what we do. We sit and we drink wine. I think this is a lovely Bordeaux, if I'm right.
Oh.
Should I try?
Try.
Yes, you're right.
Shut up, am I? I always get it right.
Yeah, it's really nice.
I think you're right. It's called Esprit de Poussinier.
De pussy.
It does at the very top. Grand Vin de Bordeaux.
I mean, that's a Bordeaux. Yeah. Thank you for dressing up.
Yeah, thank you so much. I messaged Soph early and was like, oh, what should I wear? Should I just wear a hoodie and jeans or something? And she was like, no, really make an effort. And I'm sorry. Look what she's turned up wearing.
Just for the listeners who can't see, I am in great trackies, as I always am, and what looks like my pajama top.
Your bra strap's hanging out as well.
Oh my god, I just don't know why they always do that.
Do they? Mine never do that.
You Melissa also is old Mother Hubbard in the car.
I am wearing so many layers.
Don't know why, but it's just giving me funny vibes. Okay, so Georgia, you listen to the podcast, so you know what happens. Mm-hmm. We come on, we talk about wine, we have a little, why are we all laughing?
We come on.
We debrief about situations that are going on in the world, only important ones, like Pete Davidson and Amrap.
Yeah.
Only important ones.
Fascinating. I actually really didn't think that was real until the they've come out.
My God, I have seen the pictures of the basketball ones. Yeah.
Guys.
Wild.
Did you see the video of Amrap and the paps outside the house and she stops and walks back so they can get the shot?
No.
I mean, like, am I being naive thinking... Of course she does that. Like, there are 1,000 photos of her. Literally, Bella told me this. There are 1,000 photos of her every day walking her dog outside her apartment.
Yeah,
like,
there
she's
are,
definitely
actually.
Calling the paps.
Well, they also must know where she lives. So they probably just hang out there all the time.
Yeah. Why are they not getting Kim Kardashian every day strolling around?
Because she gets straight into a car. Oh, Emily Ratt lives in New York. Different vibe.
Yeah.
What are our thoughts?
Well, he must be.
I mean, he looks
magic.
They look quite happy,
magic.
Don't they? What was that thing that you put on your story and you were like, now I get it about the Pete Davidson thing?
Oh, it was a joke because, like, he was, like, in a film, like, you know how to get girls? It's basically, you do this, and it was, like, really lame and obviously not how he gets game. It was like, you just got to pretend that you listen. And I was making a joke because I was like, ah, that's how he gets it. It's obviously not because...
I didn't watch the video.
Oh, can it actually be because his dick is that big?
No.
No, because you have to get the girl in the first place in order for them to see it.
Yeah,
surely.
And also, like...
I think he's got clout.
I think it's just he's just cool now because every
Georgia
girl
fancies him a bit.
I do not. I at one point I was like, okay, he's really tall, so I kind of get it. It's like really tallness
presence.
Just, yeah, but then I watched
the whisper.
What whisper?
If you're tall, you have to whisper in a girl's ear for them to hear you in a crowd, and you something happens.
Oh yeah,
to
tickle on the neck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
My friend's like, I love going for guys that aren't good looking, that are funny. Like, for some reason, she finds that more attractive. She's like, almost a good someone that is like classically fit, I don't find attractive at all for some weird reason.
They tend to be not as funny because they don't have to try so hard.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, it's real. Like, there's not many boys who are stunning and have good chat. Most really good looking people I've met
can be boring.
Oh, we really deep. We had a deep dive into Pete Davidson here, haven't we?
I know. What's the next one? Oh, the Kimmy K and Balenciaga.
There must be. She must have like such a good contract with them because she's like getting so much hate for not saying anything.
She's putting something on her Instagram story.
Yeah, she's not cutting ties. She's like reevaluating their relationship.
Apparently, it's because she has so many good looks, and you know she's like so into fashion that she's like, I've developed these looks and put so much time in.
What for like the years to come?
Yeah, for like this year, she like, I need to wear these looks. Apparently, that's why. Oh,
that's gonna go down so badly.
I know. I'm really shocked. But you know what she's like. You know how she just is so devoted to a look. Like,
yeah, she really is.
Like, I can almost believe her being like.
And did you see now, like, they've like dragged up pictures of like North going to fashion show with like a gimp mask on. Yeah, so North was going with this like leather sack with like a big old chain. So now, like, at the time though, no one really thought anything of it. But now
to be fair, didn't Kim go to an event with an all black? I didn't think it had like a thing, but it was like this.
I think they went together. I think North, do you know North went like came with her to like Paris Fashion Week and sat on all the front rows. And in one thing, like honestly, look it up. She's wearing like a latex gimp mask. Like North is.
No, it's
she's like really what 10?
I feel like she's younger because her TikTok voice is really young.
Who the hell, PR wise, signed that off?
Yeah.
Who the fuck
signed it off? Balenciaga.
Balenciaga. That it must go through hundreds of people and all of them have to go, yeah, sick, let's release this.
Yeah, but then Kanye West got away with what he was doing for bloody ages.
You know what? True. Like, when you've got some, like, founder, like, really creative CEO at the top, like, people don't say no to them. When they're, like, bulldozing, like, all, like, this, the, like, marketing directors, etc., all just like, oh, yeah, of course, whatever you say.
Bow down to them. It's so interesting.
It's wild that Kanye West only just has got cancelled. Like, that is wild.
Well, because he was bringing them so much publicity with how crazy he was, I guess, like, with stuff that he used to say.
Oh, yeah, and they're making so much money. Like, imagine those board meetings. There must have
at the
been,
end
like,
of the day, it is a business.
Every tweet, so they'd be like, oh, no, but yeah, we can't let him go. So making so much money.
Yeah.
Kanye West.
The moral battle over money must have been quite...
Oh, they wouldn't have been thinking about morals either. They've just been thinking, like, what can we get away with?
Right, so Sophie's already told me once quite a rogue story about her with the old hot tub situation.
I don't think Georgia really knew. She was so young herself.
Oh, well, anyway, Sophie's admitted to this story when she was really young. Is there any other rogue stories about...
No, so basically, spilled like, the tea. I don't know whether you used to do the same. You know, granddad's hot tub.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, it gets worse than it was your granddad's hot tub. I didn't know that.
What, in the pool? Yeah. Like the bath hot tub downstairs.
Yeah, or like in that...
The swimming pool.
The swimming pool. It was a plunge pool. And if you turn these things on, you like shot across because you had to swim against the tide.
Oh,
like,
right. Yeah.
It would like have like waves so you could... Yeah, it's hard to swim.
Anyway, I used to like hold my... on an area when I was literally five. I didn't know what was going on.
A bit of sexual self-discovery there.
Yeah, I was like, this is the best feeling ever. And honestly, I
used to sit on the side of it because it came up as well. I just like sit on the edge of the pool.
Mom and Daddy's must have been like,
oh, what are you doing?
Yeah, anything else? You can still
oh my God, so many. Well, actually, one of my favourite stories, like, always love to tell, is what your first boyfriend, do you remember? Jack from Marbella.
Oh God, you're obsessed with
this. It's so funny. It's so funny. So basically, she had this, when we, in our place in Marbella, we had like, Sophie must have literally been about 11 years old or something. And she got like her first boyfriend who was like,
sweet,
in one of the apartments of ours.
I think I was like, yeah, I was like 11. Yeah.
Yeah, you were really young.
That's a good first boyfriend age. I feel like that's when everyone starts first getting with everyone as well.
Oh, they weren't at that stage.
Okay, fine.
That's for sure. So she was like 11 years old. We were really good friends with her sister and my mom was like friends of his mom. And yeah, they were like 11, so young little shrimps, tiny little things. And he asked her to be his girlfriend in Marbella. Really sweet.
Maybe I was eight, because that's just make it a bit cooler.
Okay. No, come on, you got to commit to the
cause. Maybe you were like 9 or 10. We were all friends. And then as soon as he asked her to be her girlfriend, Soph would not go near him.
Like, well, yeah, like, that's what you do. Yeah. If you like, see your boyfriend like that, you walk the other way. So you're not talking.
She'd be like this in the pool. Coming near her. She'd literally be like so scared. And one night we were all like at their, my mom was at their house. We were at their house. Like, the moms are drinking wine. we were playing outside, and me and the older sister were like, let's leave them in a room together. So we like ran out and locked them in the room.
You didn't lock it, did you lock it?
I think we were I think we did, because you were like banging to come out.
Oh,
sure,
my
we did.
God.
I think he locked it.
Like, maybe he did.
Right, anyway.
And then anyway, they came out a minute later. We were all fine. Sophie's probably like really angry with me, whatever. We go back to our apartment later. And we're like, me, my sister and my mum were all in bed, like just chatting away about the night. And mum was being a bit like, oh, you've got a new boyfriend. What's it like? And Sophie just went, mum was like, oh, do you like your new boyfriend? And Sophie just went, burst out crying. And mum's like, what's wrong? So worried. And I was quite worried too, like, oh no, what's happened? And we were like, what's happened? And she was like, he tries to touch me. My mum was so scared, like, oh my god, how has he tried to touch you? Like, what the hell? Like, you're so young. And I was scared too. And we were like, what happened? She was like, he tried to hold my heart. I died. I literally rolled off the bed crying.
She had the ick from day one. The moment it was your boyfriend, you had the ick. You were literally swimming away from
terrified.
It.
I didn't even have the ick. I was just so scared of boys.
Yeah,
so
scared.
So frightened. I was like,
I think since we went to an all-girls school, it's terrifying.
Oh, God.
Yeah. We had no idea. Like, all my boyfriends I didn't touch until I was about 17.
Same. Oh, my first kiss, I was so scared.
Until I was at uni.
Yeah, literally. Uni was a whole new world. Honestly, it's my eyes wide open.
Oh,
I'm trying
God.
To think of any other stories. We used to beat each other up a lot.
Oh, we used to fight really physically quite a lot.
Physically, like you would.
Yeah, I can so believe that. So she gets so love violent when she drinks.
She wasn't drinking when she was 11.
Not violent. Violent with my mouth.
No,
really.
Joking.
No, we used to like flying kicks, pulling hair, scratching really bad.
Oh God, what, kids are just terrible, aren't they?
Terrible. I just find it so funny that we used to force my dad to hold his breath essentially underwater. We'd be like, get down, stand on his back, and we would be
surfboard. We'd be like, let's do surfing.
I used to do that.
Yeah. But like, can you drowning. Imagine, I remember he'd come up and he'd be like, and I'd be like, down again, lad.
Get down.
Literally.
Oh, poor Patrick.
And do you remember like ever going on banana boats? Like, I would stand on your head to get back on.
you were like, really bad actually. Whenever in water, Sophie's so dead, didn't care about anyone but herself. She'd literally be like, get down, like using my head to up and get back up. And, like flailing under.
Oh my god, survival of the fittest.
Quite literally. I just remember standing on everyone's heads. And
I would
whoopsie.
Never get on one of those things. So I was so scared of like falling off and then being alone in the black water till the boat came all the way back around, and I'd be like, what's beneath
the
black
I was quite
water?
Scared.
It's just pitch black beneath you. You can't see anything beneath, and you're like,
Melissa's
there could be a shark.
That strong of a swimmer, are you? Croatia.
No, I'm actually fine. That's because it was black underneath me and I freaked myself out.
Yeah,
and I'm like, really, and I can feel like seaweed touching me. I'm like, there's gonna be something that's gonna like nibble at my feet.
Do you remember being crazy? I honestly can't.
I was like, Sophie, I'm drowning.
She honestly couldn't swim. Like, she was. I was like, Melissa, we're literally this far away from the shore.
I had a full-on panic attack, and I was like, Sophie, go back. And you were like, so Melissa, stand up, you can see your feet.
I was about to say, you wouldn't have been anyhow.
I remember Michael Phelps. I was such a good swimmer.
Are you?
All those years in my bed, every morning
I'd get up and do little
swims on my own in the morning.
Oh, like, you're quite sweet of you.
Yeah, well, she had a boyfriend literally from day she was born. So I'd be so bored. They would never play with me. So I'd just swim on my own.
Never play with you.
Oh,
no. Sophie wanted to go and have some fun in the pool and no one else wanted to join
her. Yeah, it's true, actually.
You were like, oh, go away. We're going for a picnic on the beach. I was like, can I come? She was like, no.
No.
Yeah, well, I was probably like 16 and you were like 14.
Okay, well, now you're making me sound so lame.
No, but I'd be the same. I'd be so bored.
You were more like
14
and I was 12. Yes, I was so bored. I was like, give me a friend.
Shut up, as if you've been with Barry since you were 14.
No,
that's my old boy. Friend.
She had a boyfriend who lived in Spain, spoke no English.
Yeah, he was fluent in English.
By the end. The only thing he would say at the beginning was, hello, I am Danny. And they went out for 4 years. 14 years old, she used to fly.
Yeah, till uni. I used to fly and go see him in Madrid.
Wow.
I don't know how you passed your GCSEs because you did not study for them one bit.
Not one bit.
So when you were first dating Jamie, well, even before that, I remember all of us were like, he's in love with you.
Yeah.
He's in love with you. Did you have the same?
But I also knew Soph was in love with him because she would be like,
So did I.
She'd just be like, oh my God, we're such good friends. Like, tell so many stories about him. And I was like, you're obsessed with him.
Just non-stop talking about him.
Yeah, I was literally
like, and she'd be like, I'm off to see Jamie now. And I'd be like, what? She's like, yeah.
Yeah, we're just really good friends.
He's my best friend. He needs me.
We're just best friends.
I still always say, we're best friends.
I was like, sure.
I remember you being like, do you fancy him? And I was like, no, we're best friends.
Yeah, yeah, you did. And I was like, you obviously do. Yeah, I knew straight away.
Oh,
sweetness.
Yeah, that is very sweet.
That must have been so exciting when it's like, you can't say it, but you really like each other. But it's like the unspoken spoken, like to each, do you know what I mean? Like for so long to each other, you must have been like, obviously we say fancy, but who's going to be the first one to say it? It's going to fuck everything up if it, the other person does it.
You must have been like, had loads of those moments where you like clocked eyes, like we both fancy each other, but we just can't.
Quite exciting.
We're going to move on to dilemmas, guys. Because we could go on forever.
Because?
Yeah, you read the first
one. Okay, right. Dilemma one. This isn't a super, super deep dilemma, but basically I've been dating this guy for a few months and will soon be going to my hometown for Christmas and really want my friends to get to know him. But not many of my home friends have boyfriends, so double dates aren't really an option. This is quite difficult. I always find that, how do you introduce their boyfriend? I basically don't know how to introduce him. Like, bringing him along to a girl's night might be a bit intense, you know? Wondered if you guys had any ideas. That is so difficult.
Does she say she has none of her friends have boyfriends?
Not really any of them have boyfriends, exactly.
Do they have any boys that are friends?
Yeah.
Like, could they not just do like a mixed
like
group?
Like a big mixed group night.
Yeah, a mixed group. You're going to have to, because it's too... The girls won't want the boyfriend to come on a girl's night.
Absolutely not.
No.
Code red, no.
What you could do if you were doing like a girl's drinks and... like an early-ish girl's drinks or like a day drinking, bring him along for a bit and then
for
you like
drink,
he
then
comes
he
and
goes.
Meets you at the end and then you guys go out for dinner or something, but like he comes and picks you up at like an hour
good
early.
Idea,
that's very your style actually. You used to
very like, good idea.
That's a very good idea.
Thanks guys.
I'm trying to think how I used to introduce Jamie. I used to exactly that. So I would go for dinner, like I remember that I went for dinner with Emily Champion and I was like, I should probably introduce them. So we finished dinner and we'd like paid the bill and he came and picked me up, but then we stayed for another drink.
Yeah.
All of us. And then that was one off the list. You know what I mean? He kept doing
that. That's
it like
a really good way of doing it. Yeah, and maybe you don't have to do them all at the same time. Like, you could just do it in drabs and drabs at like individual dinners or groups of however many. It doesn't have to be like, right, let's get everyone to meet him at the same time. Maybe that makes
it
more intense.
Something like casual, not like overly planned as well. But it makes it just awkward.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, yeah, that's definitely a thing. And if you do have guy friends, you just set a big group.
That's what I did. There was just a big group. And like, not all my home friends, like from my girls group, have boyfriends. But there's a lot of boys intermixed. That was easy.
Yeah,
I think that's a good idea. Okay, George, we're going to give you dilemma two. It's a really long one. How do you feel?
Guys, it's genuinely like
this
a whole
bit. This is an essay.
Do you want me to?
It's good punctuation, though. I feel like she's done good, like...
I'll give it a go.
Okay, here we go.
I'm excited for this one.
I'm excited to sit back and relax.
Okay. My ex and I were great friends in high school and started our relationship when we were 18. We broke up 6 years later, however, we were on and off for about a year and a half after. We were both very much in love, however, there are several things that happened throughout our relationship that I just couldn't tolerate anymore. After trying to make things work earlier this year and only lasting a week, I decided enough was enough and ended it. Just for reference, he never cheated on me, but without saying too much, he was never putting me first and would lie about things.
Right.
For example, we were going on our second date. When trying again, I thought he was getting cold feet when he was acting weird, but turns out he was on a football holiday that he spontaneously booked and was too scared to tell me about. So I was getting ready for the second date, then received a text saying, I'm in Spain, I'll be back next week.
I mean, what?
That is absolutely outrageous.
Oh my God, dumpable offence already.
I agree.
Anyway, a month after I started going on dates and meeting new people, this was amazing for me, as I never would have thought about moving on. I started dating this guy I have mutual friends with. He's a few years older, in his early 30s. However, at the start, I thought it was just sex. I had a lot of fun with him, but I was so reserved. I kept thinking, I don't want anything serious. I'm not ready. Fast forward 6 months, I'm still seeing this guy. We've been starting doing more coupley things together, and I'm really enjoying seeing him. However, we had a chat, and I explained I don't want anything serious, as I don't think I'm ready. He agreed, but the month later... He brought it up and said he's enjoying what's going on, but he can't keep going forever. I understand as he's older and will want to settle down. Only that was a month ago or so and the subject has not been brought up, so we still continued. Anyway, my ex came back. It was still his birthday. It was his birthday and I said happy birthday over message and he started the convo.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I could tell it was going in this direction. He suggested we meet up for a chat. I haven't seen or spoken to him for 7 months. He came round to mine and I made us dinner.
Oh, oof. No.
It was like we were right back to where we were, laughing, flirting, having a great time. I told him about the guy I was dating and he told me he hadn't been able to get serious with anyone because he knew it wasn't going to be like it was with me. It felt good to be honest with him and all around it was good night until we went to clean up after dinner and he hugged me, then kissed me, then turned out the light, took me to bed and we had sex.
No!
Took me to bed. He took me to bed.
Oh, for reference, I'd only been with my ex before we split and so had he. So we'd never slept with anyone else until this breakup. Gosh, so he's quite a big deal. We stayed the night and since then have met up with him to discuss. I'm so confused as my ex was the love of my life and I've always thought we'd be together and get married, but now he's back in my life. I have feelings for someone else. I feel so guilty for the guy I'm seeing for sleeping with my ex. My ex has since showed up at my flat with flowers and chocolates.
No.
And is saying that he wasn't ready to be with me before, but now he is ready.
No, get back with him.
I know. And I can't help but think it's because he can see I'm with another guy and is jealous, or is he genuinely wanting to be back with me? I struggle with overthinking because he's promised me so much in the past and then not follow through. I always thought that if he came back into my life and had changed, which it seems he had, I'd be back with him, no questions asked. But I don't feel like I want to be with him right now. What is happening? I'm so confused.
I think get back with the ex.
But 100%. But how many times has he screwed her over before?
Has he screwed her over?
Well, he hasn't cheated on her. He just like...
I know, but for her to be getting ready...
I mean, yeah, that's...
For going on a second date, about to leave the house, and she gets a text like,
"Sauce." Yeah. That's a lot of deception, isn't it?
Like, that's like really like shady behaviour.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wait, so talk me through this. Sorry, I'm getting lost. He, at the beginning in their first relationship, she was getting ready for the second date and he said, sorry.
No, the second date was like when they got back together.
So they had a long-term relationship, had a bit of a break and broke up. Then they decided to give things a go again.
That's what she
And on the second date, he was like, he cancelled like at the last second I'm in Spain as she was getting ready to leave the house.
Right, sorry, I missed that.
So this is actually third time round.
Okay, then it's not good.
No, yeah, it's not. He keeps doing stuff like that. He's taking you for granted.
Yeah, second time round, it's like he was too young and just didn't realise that he wanted to test water. And he just realized he loves you. Third time around, it's like, fuck you, you're getting a new boyfriend. He's got jealous of it.
Yeah,
I think that it's really disrespectful, and I think that you have to have more self-love and respect for yourself, and I think you need to cut ties with the ex.
Yeah,
and if it is meant to be, he will show you he means it, you know. At the moment, it's
but
just
also
like
this new guy
level.
Sounds great.
Yeah, he sounds really great. Although I was just about to say, if she really, really knew she wanted to be back with her ex, she wouldn't even be considering it because she knows him so well. But then also, if she really, really liked this new guy, she wouldn't be like, I'm not ready. Because, like, you can never...
You can never not be ready, yeah, if you're falling in love. Exactly. Like, all you can do is want to be with that person. I do kind of agree with that.
Yeah, but she...
The new guy might not be the right guy, her, like, husband material, but her ex might not be her husband either. And there might be someone else better.
I so agree. I think the ex has had his second chance and he... fucked it.
Yeah, you don't get three. You're out. But then it's like, well, 3 years out, so does she give him the third chance?
No, a second chance is fine. A third chance.
Yeah, but he's not fucked up this time yet. Do you know what I mean? It's like, if she loves him that much, is it like worth her just giving him the chance? And if he screws up this time, but then she'll lose that other guy. It's a real dilemma.
And she does have feelings for the other guy. She's saying that's the problem. Like, if I loved my ex so much, would it be possible for me to even have the feelings for the new guy?
Why doesn't she just continue with the new guy? Tell the ex, look, you know, I still obviously care about you, but like, this is the situation I am in. I'm not going to put myself, all my eggs in your basket because it's just, you fucked me over twice. If he
pursues her, perseveres,
either way, like all hell for leather, then she's got her answer maybe. And maybe in that time, it'll give her a bit of time to work out which one she loves more.
And also, keep him on his toes anyway. Like, if she does end up going with him, make him work really hard for it. Like, some chocolate and flowers. Like,
No, come on. It needs to be more than that. Also, I think...
I'd just be like, lol, no.
If there's, like... think about it. They were their first, like, people, essentially, right? They were the first people they'd ever slept with.
Yeah.
So that might be, like, a whole, like, I'm returning to the past thing. Yeah, and, like, a lot of people do that.
Yeah,
they almost think they're tied to it forever, and it's like, actually, you're fucking not. And if he treated you badly, then you can let that go.
Yeah,
that's so true. I forgot about that. You really do hold on to, like, that first person has something a bit special, but it doesn't mean it's like the best thing for you.
No,
don't you think she should jump straight back into bed with ex boyfriend? He sounds like a naughty, naughty guy. I think that our advice has been pretty good.
Yeah.
So, summary, because I'm a bit confused.
I also think that's...
what was
I also think it's bad because you reached out to him to say happy birthday. It wasn't like he reached out to you like,
so
I miss you, I want to be with you, grafting.
Also,
no.
You don't say happy birthday to ex. It's a no-go if any of my exes said happy birthday.
Yeah, you'd be like, you want to talk to me again.
I'd be like, you love me again.
Yeah, so true.
So it's just like, I don't think it's the right way around. He shagged you and you thought, oh, you know what? That's really familiar and lovely. I want her back now. No.
Yeah, no.
No.
Familiar and lovely.
But yeah, sometimes people have that. And if it's their first shag and they've only had 7 month break, it's not that long, is it really?
No, it's not. But I just love that we're calling shagging lovely. Again, it's the only
lovely shag.
Right.
To summarize then.
I think sack him off.
Yeah.
Sack him off.
Tell him no.
No.
Tell him no.
You deserve better. Yeah. Carry on with your new guy until Prince Charming comes along.
Yeah.
And hopefully this could turn into a
this could.
Anyway, dilemma three, guys. I recently came out of a 6-year relationship where I was engaged. I wasn't happy and began to see my eyes wandering, and I'm really ashamed to say I did cheat, and as a result I ended it with my fiance. He wanted to move on from it and get married.
Oh my god.
But I kept thinking I wouldn't have cheated if it was right. 10 months later, I went to Australia to help clear my head and met someone. He's coming to visit in April and we text and voice note a lot. In Oz, we went on a few dates, but nothing happened beyond that. I'm so nervous to get serious in another relationship again. My dilemma is, do I hold off until April to see what this guy's like in the UK when we spend time together? Or do I continue dating and enjoying being single? Also, second part, in a new relationship, I'm nervous to open up about my past. I'm ashamed of the cheating and I know how wrong it was. It wasn't my personality and I've done a lot of soul searching since. Is this something I should tell anyone new I date? I think I'd feel very guilty not telling them, but equally I know the baggage it carries. I don't think you have to lead with
I don't think you have to lead with that. To be honest, I wouldn't tell. It's your past. You don't need to.
If you're different and you've learned from your mistakes, there's no... If you feel like you it's weight on your chest... Sure, you could tell them, but you don't have to.
I think if it's a couple months down the line and you feel comfortable and you are opening up about exes and stuff like that, because you don't spill all the beans in the first couple of weeks anyway. Like, do you know what I mean? It takes a while for someone to open up all the crevices about their past and about their family. Do you know what I mean? Like, things come up.
Yeah.
So, like, I think by that point, whoever you're dating is already going to be...
Wait
into
till
you
he's
and
solidly in love
exactly.
with you.
And then you just tell him all your psycho stuff.
Yeah.
It's like we've heard the true psycho hooked. Until a year in, and then they're like, what have I done?
It's so true now. Though. It does really happen.
This is the true me.
Yeah, it's like one snippet at a time, like one argument at a time. You're like, oops, a little snippet.
Yeah.
She only comes out every year. And then it's like,
boys do that too, though.
It's true. You only really know someone, I think, until 2 years in.
Not with Jamie. He was pooing and farting day one.
Really?
Genuinely, day one. He, like, pooed with the door open. And I was like, I swear to God, guys, I was like, what's happening?
That is disgusting. I honestly don't. I would have been like, I don't think I can.
But so
the thing is,
it.
I already was his friend, so he'd already done it in front of me before.
Yeah, fine, that's a bit different.
So I was like, oh, it's just kind of what
that's
Jamie does.
That's very different.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Also,
imagine,
like
meeting someone
never
new.
Poodle farted once.
Wow. Wow.
That's a lot. You were together for a long time.
I know, he never fart. He never farted.
Sophie always says this about her ex. She's like, we never heard him fart.
He never farted.
And she
was like,
as far as I'm concerned, he never went for a poo.
No, I never even saw him go to the loo for a length of time. Like, I don't know.
He must have phenomenal
farted.
Gut health.
Yeah.
It's like
terrible,
say.
Girls. And it's all kept
I don't
in.
Understand. I'm so confused. There was never a fart, and I went out
wow.
in 4 years. That's quite odd, isn't it?
Yes. Lucky him. I mean, good
yeah,
to
good
him.
Great battles on the board.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotta give him that.
I wish I had that situation. As in, not me, but my boyfriend.
Oh, God. What's Toby like in that door, right? I feel like he's very
He's
polite.
Quite, yeah, he's very polite. But, like, will announce it, like, oh. I think I need the bathroom now. I'm like, okay. To be fair, now I'm doing it. I'm like, oh yeah, same. I'm going to go after you.
Yeah,
it gets to
fine.
A point where you have to be open to a certain extent. I'm not going to leave the door open
do you know
and like, sit on his lap whilst he's going for a shit. Do you know what I mean?
Oh no. My God, absolutely not. I know Jamie likes to pretend I do, but I really don't. I'm very private with that.
I think as soon as you live together, you can't. There's nothing. Anyway, we haven't even gone down this dilemma.
Oh, yeah, right. We have we not? Yeah,
we have done it. We
yeah,
do,
we
you
have.
Don't need to tell her. And also, if I
him.
Knew, I would keep the doors open, date some more. When the guy comes from Australia, carry on dating him. Like,
yeah.
You don't have to put all your eggs in your pants.
Yeah.
You don't even kiss the guy.
He's not moving for her.
No.
And they've only been on 3 dates and they haven't even slept together yet. So, like, this is far from serious. But I think she's saying, you know, it's getting back into the dating game and the thought of being honest with a guy.
Right.
Whatever. Like,
oh,
do
yeah,
I
yeah.
be honest?
Don't.
I think eventually, like, if you really care about them and you want to be honest, then fine. But you need to tell them straight away.
Yeah. It'll probably come out one night. And also, I really, like we said, once they're in love, they're in love.
Yeah.
They're not. No, if a boy told me, you know what, I was once engaged, I feel awful about it, but this happened and so happened, I wouldn't be like, well, we're done. Like, I'd be like, okay, well, try and understand it.
Yeah.
I'd actually rate the honesty.
Yeah.
Same.
But yeah, it probably would put me off a bit if I was like very early on in.
Agree.
And I hadn't committed. I'd just be like, I'm not sure if I can be bothered then. But if I wasn't that into it, but... later on, I'd just be like, oh, thanks for telling me.
Yeah, I also I think her situation's quite different in the respect it's not like she just went out on a rampage and cheated. She cheated once and was like, this is wrong, and then ended the marriage. Do you know what I mean? Or ended the engagement.
Okay, so we've now finished our dilemmas, and at this time of the week, we talk about whether I've been a bridal bridezilla or Melissa, how Melissa's not so single diaries are anymore.
But because we've got Georgia, we don't need to cover my, because I've got nothing to report on, but because you're both brides at the same time, who do we think's more of a bridezilla? This is quite
You definitely
good
talk about it more.
I talk about it more, yeah.
At the wedding?
Whenever I ask Sophie, she's like, don't stress me out, I don't want to think about
same.
It.
Same! I'm like,
I don't,
how's
I think
the wedding? She's like, so done.
Yeah,
I'm like, what about the dress? She's like, oh yeah.
So Georgia's yip yap yappy, not even got a wedding planner. She's 10 months after me, and she's, anyway, you know, you're like six months after. The whole wedding's planned. Every morsel of
wow.
it. So I'm like, she's
pretty
like,
much.
Yeah, so I'm doing this, that, and the other. And I'm like, well, I haven't even done my invites yet. And my
I haven't done invites. They're the only thing I haven't done. And I just can't be asked.
As long as everyone's safe,
well,
they're
quite
essential,
I know,
Georgia.
But they're just the one thing that's not exciting me one bit.
Oh, God, my invites are real cool.
I know. It's because, well, maybe I'll just, you send me who you're using.
No, this is the thing. We're already sharing our like midnight snacks the same. And I'm like, no, but I know you kind of, we literally came up with that without telling each other.
Yeah.
No one stole it. You said it. Guess what I'm going to do? And I'd already knew that's what I was going to do. Tacos, like a taco bar.
Oh, I'm not doing it as my midnight snack anymore. I'm doing it as my day 2 pool party, like late night snack.
We're also doing like pies as our midnight smash, like English pies, like with mash.
Oh, lovely.
Quite fun, like really
that
small.
That is the fun.
Cutesy.
I think we'll do.
And then churros, obviously.
Also.
We're doing churros too, yeah.
But you guys don't have the same guest list of friends, do you? Really?
No, just a few
family. And stuff like that will cross over, but your friends won't. So like, who, if they're exactly the same, no one would even know.
They won't be exactly the same.
I know, but
do
you know what
different.
I mean? Like,
yeah.
God forbid if they were, no one's going to know if there's things that are similar because you don't have the same guests.
But I feel like it's better to be different because we don't want to compare.
Of course.
Like if we have the same...
Yeah, like our rings are very
similar. Our rings are very similar.
And your cousin's ring.
Yes.
Oh my God, I know.
God, I know. I thought that as well.
I saw it and I went, no way.
How funny.
That is so funny.
I would say that neither of us are uber bridezillas at all. I would say if anything, you are going to become a bridezilla for sure.
I don't think I am.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think you're,
oh.
I'm,
oh yeah,
oh
I
yeah,
can sniff
I'm
it
like
from a
nervous about you. I text Sophie yesterday saying, should I buy these as my like evening? I was going to buy like, you know, the massive Valentino, wet like huge platform, like fun outfit. And Sophie literally was like, don't even talk to me about outfits. You're stressing me out so much.
I literally just went, you're making me feel sick. Yeah, but she is. I haven't thought of my Friday night outfit or my Sunday night or my second outfit. I feel sick at the
I know, this is what I said. Because I said to her, I was like, so you booked in your hair and your makeup and all that. She went, no.
George,
no.
Melissa was like, book your nails in now. This was 4 months ago.
I mean, you don't.
She was like, if I were you, I would get everywhere. I would get your eyebrows booked in now. My threading appointment, that is.
Oh my God.
She's like, I was just getting them all done, Sophie.
Just hair. Go to like a Superdrug. They're good enough. That's fine. But no, seriously, you do need to book in your hair because I tried to book, not to freak you out, but I tried to book hair the other day and I'm obviously in September and she's like, sorry, fully booked. And now I'm like struggling to find someone to do my hair.
That's all I meant. I didn't mean like someone in London to book in and do your nails. I meant like if you're getting it all done like on the day in Spain or something like that, you're not going to be able to get it. That's kind of what I meant.
I have been sent by my wedding planner a list of people, so I'll share them with you. Maybe you just have a look and choose and then I'll copy you.
Yeah, I will be better at that than you.
I'm just not good on the old emails. Admin is not my forte.
Not mine either. You'll be really proud of me. I sorted out all my pace the other day.
I was there.
Oh, she...
I walk into her and Toby and she's sat on the floor with a mountain of posts, all her like bills and stuff. I'm like,
putting it away into
6 months.
No, I've been away for 6.5 weeks, don't forget that.
Okay.
But
fine.
Before that, we leave it for a good 2 months.
Yeah, and then I had to send it to my auntie, who's an absolute goddess, and she sent it all back to me in files, like all organized. I know. So now my job is to keep up on it, and I was really good and I was filling it away in my little file, wasn't I?
But when you put it in the file, do you read it and pay the bill and stuff?
Oh yeah, I'll pay the bill, of course, but it's just so it's filed for my records.
That is good. Right, to be fair, I would probably be like you if I didn't have Barry, because he's just so OCD and anal. Like he will be literally there's a bill
like
here, I'm just gonna leave
life.
It, and he'll text me like 3 times a day, have you paid it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I need that in my life.
Oof, it's a lot.
And we don't encourage each other because you make me feel better about it. So I'm like, oh, sweet, Sophie's just spaz. I'll leave that for another 6 months.
We send it to each other, the photo of our big thing, and we go, put it in a box for later. A week later, another part. We'll open that next week.
Oh my God.
Jamie gets...
That gives me anxiety.
And then I come home and Jamie's opened them all and they're just all like put on top of like my laptop. And I just go, move the laptop.
Yeah.
I can't look at them. I have full on anxiety.
God, you're going to get like bad credit ratings. You're not paying.
No, I didn't pay my tax. I was late on my tax because of it. Yeah, but don't
worry.
It's
a scary world out there. Adulting is pretty hard.
It is. It's awful.
It's awful. Right.
It's
on
terrible
that note,
stuff.
We could talk forever. Should we rate the
rate
wine?
Rate the wine. Not that I had very much of it. I'm not going to lie. I only had a few sips, but I really enjoyed it. The wine is £16 from Waitrose. Do you know those reds that are like quite thin and they're almost
I
light?
Actually really, really like that. I'm going to give it a 7.8. I'm actually going to give it a 9. I really liked it. I bumped it right up.
I'm going to give it an 8.
I'm going to give it an 8.
Like that's a juicy, nice wine. You don't need that with any food, do you?
No. It's a treat. And it's not too, like, sometimes red wine makes my mouth a bit dry and that doesn't.
Yeah, the tannin. Okay, Georgia, boo, thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for having me.
Love you, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.